Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent with another question for Dr. MacArthur. When unbelievers are caught in a sin and confronted about it, they'll often quote the words of Jesus from Matthew 7:1, "Judge not, lest you be judged." John, is that the right application of that verse?
You know, Denny, that is the unbeliever's favorite verse. Judge not, lest you be judged. What is so interesting about that verse is in the same place in Matthew chapter 7 where our Lord said, "Judge not, lest you be judged." He then immediately said, "Don't cast your pearls before swine, and don't give what is holy to dogs." Wow. If that's true, if you're not supposed to waste divine treasures on dogs and pigs, you got to make a judgment of who's a dog and who's a pig. That's discernment. You're not going to waste the glories of the gospel on people like wild pigs would tear it to shreds. So what he means by judge not lest you be judged does not mean that you're not supposed to evaluate people. What it does mean is you're not the final judge. You don't render the final verdict. And the Pharisees and the scribes in Judaism had set themselves up as the divine judges, the final court, and they were rendering their personal judgment on people as if they were God. We don't have the right to do that. Discern, yes. Evaluate, yes. In fact, discernment is critical in knowing how to deal with people with the gospel, but we're not the final judge. The final judgment belongs to God, and we're content to leave it there because he has perfect knowledge.
All right, thanks, John. This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. For more in-depth teaching, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.